AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. As President Trump considers bombing Iran's nuclear facilities, U.S. law enforcement is watching for trouble in this country from Iranian allies. Here's CBS's Jennifer Jacobs.
Multiple sources told CBS News that FBI Director Kash Patel has increased efforts to monitor possible domestic sleeper cells linked to Hezbollah.
The Supreme Court has rejected federal efforts to limit where vape companies can challenge product restrictions. Legal analyst Lori Levinson.
Ultimately, this is probably a win for R.J. Reynolds and those who want to market vaping products and e-cigarettes to the youth.
Here comes summer with Mother Nature in mid-season form. Here's CBS News meteorologist Rob Marciano.
Summer arrives tonight at 10:42 Eastern Time, and right on cue, Mother Nature is cooperating with a heat wave building the hottest air of the year into the Midwest and eventually, really, the eastern two-thirds of the country.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
It's officially the first day of summer and the longest day of the entire year. The solstice means that the Earth's tilt is closest to the sun, so we get to enjoy 15 hours and 22 minutes of sunlight. Sunset won't happen tonight until around 8:40. And of course, the day summer starts varies from year to year because it's based on an astronomical event and how long it takes the Earth to orbit the sun. Speaking of the sun, did you know that the core, scientists say, is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit? I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit better about the 100-degree heat index headed our way this weekend. It's gonna be steamy. With scorching sun, don't forget to hydrate and wear sun protection. And a new group is starting to take action in an effort to save our pollinators. Terry Barr explains.
Lawmakers are considering a pollinator protection package of bills, which could lead to the regulation of insecticides across the state. Clean Wisconsin's Amy Barrio says it's the opportunity to make a difference right now.
Huge decline in pollinator populations. In some areas, a 90% decline. And that is concerning when you think about one out of every three bites of food we take because of pollinators. They made it happen. Our cranberries, our apples, our fruits and vegetables, all kinds of things, our nuts. They are part of an important ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And they are telling us there's something wrong.
Similar bills did not pass in 2021, but Barrio says this time there's a new group made up of environmental and agriculture organizations educating about the importance of pollinators, along with supporting the policies to protect their health and sustainability.
And Wisconsin could see a sharp-tailed grouse hunt for the first time in years this fall. They say conservation and habitat restoration projects over recent years have helped the sharp-tailed grouse population bounce back. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
The Brewers face the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Twins at Target Field. The Miz, Jacob Mizorowski, on the mound for Milwaukee against the Twins' Joe Ryan. The Brewers with a win over the first-place Cubs yesterday, 8-7. The wind blowing out at Wrigley. Home runs by Rhys Hoskins, Caleb Durbin, Isaac Collins. Pat Murphy was pleased.
Our guys, you know, they got out to a good lead. Swing the bats great today with authority. A lot of hard contacts and great opportunity for our young guys to then face the great Cubs team.
Boys High School Baseball, Muskego with a 5-4 victory over Badger to win the Division I title in the WIAA State Tournament at Fox City Stadium. New Berlin Eisenhower 5-4 over Seymour in Division II. Kenosha St. Joe's got past Kewaunee 3-2 in Division III. And Division IV won by Johnson Creek with a 5-0 shutout over Pinelli. NBA Finals, Game 7 in Oklahoma City coming up Sunday night. The Pacers dominated the Thunder last night 108-91. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies today, high temperatures will soar to the upper 70s. Nice and comfortable before the heat advisory goes into effect over the weekend. But before that, showers and thunderstorms are possible late tonight and overnight, and some could be strong. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
There's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll continue to follow the happenings in the news. And our old friend Brady Ewing, former Badger and NFL player, will be here to discuss NIL. Is it making people soft? Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. Researchers say that the Health and Human Services vaccine memo, this is Bob Kennedy's work, him and his anti-vax crackpots, twisted their data. The actual scientists who produced data that is being cited by our Department of Health and Human Services to justify not giving the COVID vaccine to pregnant women, well, to anybody, frankly, except people over 65, is full of BS. Kaiser Health News, the KFF Health News, used to be called the Kaiser Family Foundation, now they call it KFF. And they've got this publication called KFF Health News. They just published this remarkable analysis of this memo that the Department of Health and Human Services shared with Congress, sent to Congress. So here we have the health branch of the federal government reaching out to and lying to Congress in the hopes that they will enact legislation or approve what they're doing or whatever about public health issues. Here's a couple of examples. The memo that Bob Kennedy's boys and girls sent to Congress says, and I quote, "A number of studies in pregnant women showed higher rates of fetal loss if vaccination was received before 20 weeks of pregnancy." They're talking about the COVID vaccine. And then the footnote referenced a 2024 study of 246,000 Canadian women that was published in a peer-reviewed journal, Obstetrics and Gynecology, the British Journal of Obstetrics and Gynecology. So they reached out to Dr. Maria Velez, who is the associate professor of obstetrics and gynecology at McGill University, who was the lead author of the study, and said, "Does your study comport with this assertion by Bob Kennedy and his friends that if women get a COVID-19 vaccine within 20 weeks of pregnancy, that they're going to have a higher rate of fetal loss, of miscarriage?" And she said, and I quote, "The HHS document misinterpreted our study results. On the contrary, our study provides evidence to inform policymakers, healthcare providers, pregnant women, and those considering a pregnancy about the safety of vaccine in relation to miscarriage risk." What their study found was that there was no danger in getting the shot. In fact, there's a considerable danger in not getting the shot, because if you're pregnant and you get COVID, it can cause miscarriage. So it's the exact opposite of what Bob Kennedy and his boys are saying. Here's another part of the memo. "Yet another study showed an increase in placental blood clotting in pregnant mothers who took the vaccine." Once again, this study has no, this is based on the research that they cite to back the claim, is a study of COVID vaccine that included 99 million people. It was published in the journal Vaccine in February of last year. And as NewsGuard writes, The study, quote, contains no such data. They just made this crap up. They pulled it out of their backside. They invented it out of thin air. So then NewsGuard again reached out to the researcher who co-authored the study. This is from Denmark's Statens Serum Institute. And it is the co-author of the study, Anders Hvid, who said, and I quote, "Our study does not even look at a cohort of pregnant women, and we don't include placental blood clotting as an outcome." Once again, Bob Kennedy and his guys are just making crap up. In fact, they point out NewsGuard has, NewsGuard, by the way, NewsGuardRealityCheck.com is the website. They've got a great Substack newsletter that is really worth subscribing to. We should probably get them on the air here regularly because they just have these shocking debunkings of right-wing talking points. And lately, they've been going after this administration in ways that are just amazing. But they point out that they've got this thing called the RFK Jr. Healthcare Claims Depository. And they say we have documented 106 provably false claims, health claims, advanced by Kennedy and the anti-vaccine nonprofit he funded, Children's Health Defense. It's incredible. Speaking of COVID, there is a new COVID variant. It's NB.1.8.1. It's referred to as Nimbus by scientists. This is the, it evolved out of Omicron, which evolved out of something before that, which evolved out of the original COVID virus. And it's got a new nickname. It's called Razor Blade Throat, or the new Razor Blade Throat COVID. Now, the good news is it's not any deadlier than previous COVIDs, although I think it's important to remember that 300 people a week are still dying in America from COVID. My best friend died from COVID just last year, and he was fully vaccinated, multiple vaccines. So, and he was a healthy guy. In fact, he had just come back from the gym. But COVID is still deadly. So, number one. But nonetheless, this new Nimbus or razor blade throat variant, the NB1.8.1, includes the principal characteristic of it is that your throat, it just feels like it has razor blades in it. It's just insanely sore. It also has the symptoms of all the other COVID viruses, fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, loss of taste or smell, and the possibility of heart attack and stroke. The new variant had reached nearly 11% of sequenced samples reported globally, so it's huge. And that was in mid-May, by the way. That was, a month ago. And they note, airport screening in the United States detected the new variant in travelers arriving from those regions. They're talking about the Mediterranean, Southeast Asia, and the Western Pacific, which is where it's endemic now. Airport screening in the United States detected this new variant in travelers arriving from those regions to destinations in California, Washington State, Virginia, and New York. So these are, of course, major ports, places where people come in from other parts of the world. And then most importantly, they note COVID-19 vaccines are effective against the Nimbus variant or the razor blade throat variant. Louise got her booster shot this week. We got about a month off, and so I haven't hit the 6-month mark yet. And she just did. And so she just went out and got her shot on Tuesday or Wednesday. And, sore arm for a day, and that's about the end of it. But bottom line here, science says, and so do I, if you're more than 6 months out and you're over 65, get your booster. And frankly, if you're under 65, I mean, you want to at least get an annual shot. I don't know if your doctor or your pharmacy will let you get them more than once a year. But be sure that you're getting an annual shot because this disease is still killing people. It's still hospitalizing people. Granted, most of them are people who are unvaccinated. They're Trump-umpers and fanatic Republicans. But like I said, my best friend died of COVID, and he was well-vaccinated. So let's pick up some calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Mary in North Hollywood. Hey, Mary, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, hi, Tom. I want to thank you for having the huevos to keep speaking the truth. I live in Los Angeles, and I am just so furious I could spit about what's going on here. I just want to say that I fully believe this entire situation is a Trump manufacture, and that he can hardly wait till there is some real violence. And if there isn't, by the people that are protesting, he's going to have it happen. And that, I do believe that the violence so far is agent provocateurs.
I think there's probably some small bit of that. But yeah, I completely agree. Trump wants violence. That's why he's invading these cities.
And the one thing, though, that I want, that was in the news this morning that a lot of people may have missed, and that was they were talking about this incident at the Dodger Stadium where protesters and then the Dodgers declined to let, quote unquote, ICE enter their parking lot. Okay. Right. Then subsequently, I don't know if it was the news or Dodgers probably received a message from an ICE representative saying, false, we weren't there. So then my question is, who are these thugs going around with masks, refusing to identify themselves, snatching people and taking them away to who knows where?
It does raise an interesting question. We know of at least three well-publicized incidents where people claiming to be ICE officers, in one case, raped a woman, threatened her and then raped her. In another case, broke into a home and robbed them. And in another case, beat a man to within an inch of his life. And at first, everybody thought they were actual ICE officers because that's how they were. You know, they had the masks on and they were out of uniform, but they kind of looked like, you know, tough guy cops.
I think they are bounty hunters being paid by somebody.
Well, that's the latest story, is that ICE is hiring bounty hunters now. And they're putting a bounty on people. So it may well be, Mary. Or it could just be that ICE is lying. I mean, they have apparently quite a history of doing that. Mary, thank you for the call. This is a big question. What's actually going on? And if they wanted to get into Dodger Stadium, why didn't they just buy a damn ticket? I don't get it. It's 17 minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Speaking the truth, ICE would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back.
Can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors and they'll provide your prescription and we'll send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Your free ticket Friday keyword for the Tom Hartman Program is FAST, F-A-S-T.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on WXCO.FM/contest-terms. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen, to restore what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain and visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin. And right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, I can get you up to 45% off at getnativepath.com/Tom. Only for a limited time. Getnativepath.com/THOM for up to 45% off. Getnativepath.com/Tom.
Dictating human dreams. The towers hum with hollow words, machines that watch and track. A future cold and lifeless unless we take it back. They whisper in the boardrooms, plot behind closed doors. A kingdom for the chosen few, the rest abandoned poor. They sell us chains and silver words, call the cage a throne. But we see through their empty lies, we won't be overthrown. The dark and light cement is rising, God, we're rising too. We will kneel before their empire built for just the few. We are millions, we are thunder, we will break.
Past the hour. Lyrics courtesy of Louise. Picking up your calls here, Nancy in Springfield, Oregon. Hey, Nancy, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I get very upset about, you know, this Palestinian-Israeli thing. Mm. Nobody ever talks about how this whole thing got started. And in 48 and 49, when the Zionists came to Israel, they terrorized the Palestinians who were, you know, already here, living here. They terrorized them and, you know, in some cases killed them and, you know, kicked them off their land. And a lot of them ended up in Gaza. And we don't talk about how these people got here. And it's been like 75 years that the Palestinians have wanted to go back to their homeland, which was the land that the Israelis kicked them off of. And nobody knows about that, it seems like. It just seems like, I you know, it's
most people understand that. You know, just like you and I are living on land that our ancestors stole from Native Americans, Nancy.
Yeah, but that is why I think the Palestinians, you know, quote, terrorize the Israelis, but the Israelis do a lot more terrorizing of the Palestinians than
It's certainly run both ways, but that part of the story is now kind of officially, like I said, just like, you know, the land that you and I are living on, water under the bridge. But I'm far more concerned with the fact that Netanyahu for years gave billions of dollars to Hamas in Gaza and supported them and apparently looked away as he was being warned by his own intelligence services and intelligence services around the world that the October 7th attack was coming, pulled away, apparently, the army and the I mean, it took them, what, 7-8 hours to get anybody there after this attack? It looks to me, I mean, you know, there's still all these conspiracy theories that the Nazis actually transported Marius von der Lubbe through the tunnels underneath the Reichstagsgebäude and helped him set the building on fire, you know, so that Hitler could declare a state of national emergency. Those same kind of conspiracy theories are now bouncing around Israel among anti-Netanyahu people and appearing in respectable publications like Haaretz and you know, have even been discussed in the Jerusalem Post. That either Netanyahu had a massive intelligence failure or he was welcoming some sort of a crisis, maybe not anything as bad as what happened on October 7th, and that he has used that now as an excuse to commit just a slaughter and you know, in a way that is designed to keep him in power. I think that if we keep our focus on what, you know, the horrors of what's going on right now, that will have much more impact and be much more successful in winning an argument than in going back to 1947. Nancy, I got to run, but thanks for the call. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. Talk media for the rest of us. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
I think it's also important to note that the appearance of Israel, the existence of the modern Israel, was also a result of the Holocaust. Do you trust your deodorant? Most deodorants just don't work for us working guys. But then Mando rolled into town, ready to tackle all-over odors before they even start. Mando created high-performance deodorants for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they start. Deodorants you're used to using just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use Mando all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM at shopmando.com. Shopmando.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3315. 800-378-3315. That's 800-378-3315. Paid for by the Detox and...
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, State Representative Francesca Hong on Republicans playing games with the state budget, plus Kristen Lierley, John and Gordy, and much more.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
For WXCO News, I'm Brittany Merlot. Door County's inaugural Juneteenth gathering will be from 10 to 5 p.m. tomorrow. It'll be at Sturgeon Bay's Martin Park. Lisa Hale has the details.
The free event welcomes all residents and visitors to celebrate Juneteenth's history, culture, and significance. Many in the African-American community consider Juneteenth an Independence Day, as it marks the day slaves in Texas learned of the Emancipation Proclamation, 2.5 years after the fact. Texas made Juneteenth an official state holiday back in 1980, and in 2021, the Biden administration declared Juneteenth a federal holiday.
And the Wisconsin DNR is seeking landowners to host the gun deer hunt for hunters with disabilities this fall. Joanne Krulot has the details.
Assistant deer and elk specialist Brooke Van Handel says the program helps remove barriers. Interested landowners must have at least 60 acres of land available and be able to host at least 3 hunters. Landowners have through July 3rd to submit an application. The hunt runs October 4th through the 12th. More information is available on the DNR's website.
And the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is accepting applications for the Shooting Range Grant Program. The program seeks to find financial assistance for safe and accessible firearm or archery recreational shooting opportunities. The grant funding has previously been used for things like renovating backstops and constructing indoor ranges. The DNR plans to disperse $600,000 among grant recipients. Anyone interested in the program must contact DNR officials before submitting their applications by July 15th. I'm Brittany Merlot for WXCO.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies today, high temperatures will soar to the upper 70s. Nice and comfortable before the heat advisory goes into effect over the weekend. But before that, showers and thunderstorms are possible late tonight and overnight, and some could be strong. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 78 degrees.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the university system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators get a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
For all of your support.
How
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Hey, it's summer. In fact, it's the first day of summer. Campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to become a member, to 511-511 to become a member today.
Their votes don't amount. Whispered deals in hotel rooms. Promises wrapped in doom. Sabotage the peace they make. Break the truth for power's sake. How to steal a country and get away with it. Lie through your teeth while the ballots get ditched. Wave your flags and set it on fire. Sell them war and call it desire. Stack the courts, silence the press. Blame the poor, clean up the mess that you made with your billionaire friends. And do it again. And again. The court, tell the racists, hold the fort.
36 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Lawrence in Berkeley. Hey, Lawrence, what's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning. The No Kings demonstration in Oakland was huge and brilliant and peaceful and kind. But a lot of people are talking now about what do you do with all those 5 million people that came to the demonstration? And my suggestion is that we can use those 5 million and more people to transform the Democratic Party, which we have to do in order to beat the Republicans. And what that means is that all the organizations that were involved in organizing No Kings, the Indivisible, the 50-51, all have to get together and form what you might call No Kings Democrats and start nominating people to Congress, to state offices, to mayors, and at the same time running people for the local Democratic Party offices so that we can eventually change the National Democratic Party. And we have to do that because the progressive positions, progressive democratic positions, which the Republicans like to call communists, are in fact vastly popular with the population at large. Everybody wants to raise the minimum wage. Everybody wants, 70% of the population wants more unions. A vast majority want to tax the rich. And it's the 5 million people that showed up to No Kings who will outnumber the activists, the otherwise activists in the Democratic Party. And we need to take it over.
Yeah, I would love to see a reformation within the Democratic Party. It's why I was so aggressively pushing for Ben Wickler, the chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, to become chairman of the DNC, the National Democratic Party. Ken Martin, seems to have just completely wimped out. I hope I'm wrong on this, but wow, I have not seen him out there. I've not seen, it's just it's very concerning, and I'm not sure that that's necessarily the way to do it. My other big concern, Lawrence, is that the people who organized the No Kings rally and the hands-off one before it, the people at Indivisible and its coalition, They had their big phone conversation, I think it was this last weekend or maybe Monday of this week. And they decided that they're going to do the next one on July 17th. But I haven't seen or heard a single word about it in the mainstream media, which tells me or suggests to me that it may not be all that well attended, which causes me to worry that the Trump administration will think that the high water mark was the No Kings rally and that it's all downhill from there and people are losing interest and, hey, we can go on being fascists all we want because these guys just don't have the mojo. I'm very concerned about that. Yeah. Are you hearing about July 17th?
I do. I hear about it, but then, of course, I'm online all the time. But the thing is that, yes, we should do that. We need more demonstrations. But 5 million people, if you organize them and you get them on the phone and you get them on the computers.
Well, nobody signed up. You know, I mean, well, actually, yeah, a lot of people did sign up with Indivisible and with these organizations to say, yes, I'll be there. But but there was nobody taking names and addresses, and probably nobody would have signed if there were. At least at the protests that I went to, but I get what you're saying, Lawrence, and you know, keep thinking. I like the way you think, and you may be onto something. Thank you, Jim in St. Louis, Missouri. Hey, Jim, what's on your mind today? Jim in St. Louis.
I don't know what's wrong.
Watching free speech.
Call
TV?
On your cell phone. And...
Okay, let's go to Timothy in East Berkshire, Vermont. Hey, Timothy, you're on the air. What's up?
Howdy, Tom. Hey. I'm rather taken aback by how casually people are discussing the possible scenario of nukes getting popped off when Trump got elected this cycle. I'm like that son of a. He's going to do something really dumb, and now here he is with Netanyahu. And that whole thing. And what surprises me is that the media in Congress, we should have nuclear physicists.
Yep. He just dropped off the board. Lafayette in Foster City, California. Hey, Lafayette, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I'd like to talk about the timeline for the extinction famine you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I think because of the methane clamp rate release, it's going to happen within the next decade. And I'm going to use a non-rational timing.
That's the end of the world, you know. If the clamp rates go,
the end of days.
We're cooked. I mean, literally.
Yeah, yeah. I'm using the Book of Revelation, actually, for the timing. The fifth angel time period where the locusts, which caused famine, appear, they don't eat the grass. There could be a metaphor or allegory for global warming in cars. The eyes could be the headlights, the teeth could be the grill, the cab could be the crowns, and the scorpion tail could be the poison coming out of the tailpipe. They're also ruled over by a spirit that comes out of the bottomless pit, and it's named Apollyon, the god of ancient sunlight.
Well, I've read Revelation. I've never run across Apollyon. I've read Revelation
well, Abaddon, it's Abaddon, or the Greek word is Apollyon. And it's the same metaphor you used in your book, Ancient Sunlight, for oil.
Right.
And there's a time period associated with it, 5 months, which could be 150 years in our time. And the patent on the internal combustion engine was 1877. So 2027 would be the period of the fifth angel, and the sixth angel is Armageddon.
Yeah.
And that would be...
Well, Lafayette, I hope you are wrong. You know, the interpretation of Revelations has been a two-millennia project, and it continues, although since Rash Dooney and, you know, the modern millennialists who kind of popped up in the late 19th century, it's taken a dark turn. And then it went really crazy with the whole, you know, Left Behind series and with Hal Lindsey's Late Great Planet Earth and all that. But I don't know. I can't go there, but I am concerned about the clath rates. And there is, for people who don't know what we're talking about, go over to YouTube and just type in Hartman DiCaprio and Last Hours. And there's a 11-minute little video that Leo DiCaprio and I put together a couple of years ago, like 5, 6, 7 years ago, about what happens when the methane clath rates go. And I think you will find it very, and it's got some of the top scientists in the world in it. I think you'll find it fascinating. Lafayette, thank you very much for the call. Bob in Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Bob, thanks for listening to WMNF. What's up?
As always, hey, I was thinking about Melania, and it dawned on me that maybe Melania is just another immigrant that's doing a job that most Americans just don't want to do.
I've seen that poster. Yes.
Hey, I would bring up the fact that my wife is a naturalized citizen, wasn't born in America. She had to take a test.
Yep.
To prove that she knew enough about, you know, civics and the Constitution, American law and history and all that other kind of stuff. And then they she's a citizen, she can vote.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking they should just make that universal, that everybody's got to take this test. And then I got a feeling that a lot of these guys driving around in their pick-em-up trucks with the Trump sticker on their bumper, they ain't going to show up at the polls because they can't pass that test.
Well, you're assuming that the test is going to be unbiased. This is the problem with, you know, anytime somebody says, let's just have everybody do this, or let's require this before politicians can get into politics. What happens when Donald Trump rewrites the test?
I know.
But what we should your point, Bob, what we should do is we should be teaching civics in our damn schools.
How about that?
So.
I took civics. I'm 75 years old. I took civics growing up, and my grandkids don't take civics.
No, we had to memorize the preamble to the Constitution in the third or fourth grade. I mean, you know, we had to memorize the Gettysburg Address in the fourth or fifth grade. We knew the three branches of government, and then Reagan came in the 80s with That was the end of that.
There.
Bob, I got to run, but thanks for the call. A great, great point. And yeah, Melania is doing a job no other American would do.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's the True People's Media. Picking up your calls. I'll be right back with you. If you're still tossing and turning all night and feeling edgy during the day, let me tell you about CBD from CB Distillery. Millions are turning to their CBD for relief because it works. In fact, over 90% of customers report better sleep with CBD, and I'm one of them. I use their sleep gummies. And it's not just sleep. CB Distillery offers targeted formulations for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, pain after exercise. They even have CBD for pets. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. And with over 2 million satisfied customers and a 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery really is the source to trust. So if you're struggling with sleep, stress, or other health concerns and haven't found relief, make the change like I did and millions are to CBD from CB Distillery. And for a limited time, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Just visit CBDistillery.com and use the promo code TOM. That's CBDistillery.com, promo code THOM. CBDistillery.com. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
More from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your captain. We are going to be experiencing some slight turbulence. Please fasten your... Oh, hold on. Just got a video of my cat.
Imagine the pilot of an airplane was as confident as you are texting and driving. Seems kind of crazy when you put it like that.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Dr. Kristen Lierley joins us now.
3 in 4 people have no idea that the hospital I work at in northern Minnesota will likely close if this big, beautiful bill passes, as will the hospital in Manitowoc, Wisconsin. So it is incumbent upon us to have these conversations with each other, not in a hostile way, but in a genuine way about our values and the things that we deeply care about.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you don't even know what's happened, at least until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when's the last time you checked on your home's title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom. Caught up in the noise. And welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Mark in Sauk City, Wisconsin. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, thanks so much. Yeah, they had 200 people on the bridge over the Wisconsin River here in Sauk City that for the No Kings. That and
well
every
done,
time I, well, I mean, I just signed up and went there, and it was nice. That, but it annoys me. Annoys me every time Kelly McEnany talks about how brave Donald Trump was and talking about taking down ISIS because it was the Kurds that did that for us, helped us do that, taking down ISIS.
And then we betrayed those same Kurds.
So those same Kurds. And the song that keeps that occurred to me this morning, as it has in the past, is song I learned in grade school, Die Gedanken sind frei, the German socialist song that ends up, giving my thoughts give me power.
Mm-hmm.
There's a line in there, tyrants may take me and throw me in prison. My thoughts will burst forth like blossoms in season. That and it goes on from there. The Pete Seeger version, I think, is what we learned. And it's a song about standing up. You got to think for yourself, and you don't let you don't cater your thoughts to dukes or dictators.
There you go.
I mean, that it's a wonderful song, and it's probably too woke for what Republicans are thinking today. Probably another banned song that they don't want to hear.
There you go. There you go. Mark, thank you.
Thanks
for pointing out the true history of ISIS, too. That's an important one. Judy in Chicago. Hey, Judy, what's on your mind?
Hi. Yeah.
Hey.
First of all, somebody called about ICE, and I had read where, like right after the election, that they had a call for bounty hunters to join ICE, and they would get 1,000 to 1,500 person that they brought in.
Right.
Also,
I have read that also. I've not seen it in a mainstream, credible mainstream news source, but I've seen it all over social media.
Right. Well, it's not like they're going to say the real news on media. But and then in the House Oversight Committee, that ICE people are getting $42,000 bonuses.
Yeah, yeah, they're getting huge bonuses.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's the exact amount, but I know they're getting huge bonuses.
But my big concern is about the election. Everybody does at the midterms. Have you been talking about that election?
Judy, your phone is falling apart. I can't understand what you're saying.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to have to move along, but thank you. Robin in Kingston, Washington. Hey, Robin, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Calling in from Kingston, Washington, the home of civil informationing. A couple of years ago, I called in and I identified a group of people who I think are somewhat responsible for kind of falling asleep after the 60s and the 70s, and I called them the greatest gray nappers. Slowly but surely, a lot of us fell asleep. But there's also another group, which a woman called in this morning, and also includes you and me and a whole bunch of other great people, and they are called the Great Grays. And I feel that the Great Grays are the greatest gray nappers are now waking up and they're becoming the Great Grays. Now, Tom, I've had this conversation with people, hundreds of people over the last years that I've been doing civil informationing, and I can't believe it, but I have not had one negative. When I say to them, I say, you know, I think people of our generation may have kind of nodded off and dozed a bit the last 30 to 40 to 50 years, because I think we're in this mess and we have a small part in it. So everyone agrees. Every person with the gray hair that I talk about agrees, Tom. Yeah. So I'm calling this a celebration of the people who may have been napping and now are getting out in the streets.
I think we should revive the idea of wise elders, Robin.
I'm with it. Wise elders is fine. I say things to them to get attention. So. Yeah. Kind of in a negative way.
Yeah.
But anyways, a lot of good things are happening, Tom. And I have a T-shirt that I wear that says, I stand with Roger Waters and Greta Thunberg. And that's designed to connect this older generation with the younger generation. And it is happening. And it is really wonderful. I'm celebrating, Tom.
There you go.
Thank you.
Robin, thank you.
Yep.
And thank you for being with us today. Special thanks to Louise Hartman, Sean Taylor, Nate Atwell, Jamie Holly, Nigel Peacock, Sue Nethercutt, Patrick Hoyt, Geraldine Halbert, Ron Hartenbaum, Chase Spross, Nicholas Miller, Pat Sweeney, Jay LeBlanc, Jeremy Peterson, Connor Arroyo, Karna Verity, Martha Salinas, Mateo Robertson, Diane Russell, and Ruben Michaels, all the fine people who make this program possible and help make it work. And thank you to you for sharing the good word with your friends, neighbors, relatives about our program. And for reaching out to the stations that carry us. Get out there, get active, tag You're It, have a wonderful weekend, and I'll catch up with you on Monday.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or
the possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, a New Jersey federal judge orders the release of Columbia student Mahmoud Khalil from ICE detention as his immigration proceedings play out. Judge says he's not a threat to the community, not a flight risk, and his detention has been highly unusual. The heat is on this first summer week, and temps could hit 100 or higher well into next week. New Yorkers are not thrilled with the prospect, although this woman has been there and done that.
So I came here from Texas. So I'm like used to the hot, humid weather, so I'm I got it, but at the same time, it's kind of miserable.
It'll be really hot in the eastern half of the country. President Trump says give it 2 weeks, then he'll decide whether or not to join Israel in attacking Iran's nuclear sites. CBS's Aaron Navarro.
We have heard from the White House that there has been correspondence between Iran and the U.S., specifically Iranian foreign minister and the White House special envoy Steve Witkoff. And you're also seeing in Geneva Iran's foreign minister meeting with European leaders as well.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.